Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Give us some a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, we thank the worship team. Amen. Give them another big hand clap. And God is good. Yeah, if you can, please always come for this marriage. What are they called? Yes, okay. They'll bless you if you're dating, if you're married, if you can. Amen. Just come there, amen. God will bless you. There are very few things, if any, that we do as LATA, which are not of God. Yeah. I don't know anything that we're doing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So this marriage fellowship is of God. In fact, some time ago, we shared here, Dennis, someone had a dream, and in this dream, it was like everyone was attending, all the couples that were attending, there was an impartation of love. You remember that dream? Okay, there was an impartation of love, basically to make their relationships better. Glory be to God. So that dream again just shows that what? That marriage fellowship is of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's someone who wrote me, I think, either on Sunday evening or Monday morning, there's someone last week that she believes she's not the only one who left, crestfallen. Amen. Yeah, and she said that she believes she's talking for many people. However, she said that, but the point was made. It was right. Amen. Glory be to God. For those of you who are not here, that sermon is on the net, and it is a simple sermon. Amen. Like I always do, I preach what? Simple things. Amen. Peter, where's Peter? Wasenda, he's not here. Peter was telling me that he told me on Thursday that that thing, you called it simple. However, it was very serious. Glory be to God. Most of the things, most if not all, I don't know. Yeah, but most of the things, if not all the things of God are serious because they are of God. However, they are also simple. Amen? Yeah, they are simple in my opinion. Glory be to God. When things are hard, it is just that you haven't yet really, put your heart to them. Amen? Or the preacher just wanted to appear serious. Amen? So make it, make things difficult. But when you look at what was saying, it was a simple thing. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. So, and it was all in line with obedience. Basically, if you get born again, you shouldn't stop there. You should progress and become a disciple. Amen. A disciple of the Lord. And when you graduate from being a disciple, you become a servant of Jesus. And if you're faithful as a servant, then one day you become a friend of God. Amen. And then the other levels, which are none of our business if we haven't even yet what? Become disciples. We have been born again for 30 years, but we are babies. Amen. Not all of us, of course, and not the people in this room. Amen. The people who are outside here, amen. We are babies. Hallelujah. Yeah, who are just moved by emotions, hype, those things. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. So God is good. So today, I don't know if this topic is related, but maybe it is. Yeah, but it is something, again, very simple, and which we have talked about all the time. I think when I preach, I think somehow I talk about this topic almost all the time when I preach. I kind of hint at it. And who can guess what it is? Huh? Giving. You know that giving thing? I told people that you had better... You talk about that thing when God has told you. Amen? When God has what? Has told you. So he hasn't told me that today. And I'm not going to what? Talk about it. Amen? This thing has landed people in trouble, you know, before the eyes of God. Amen? But most of the church world, again, we are moved by hype and what? So we don't discern these things. Amen? Amen? Yeah, but for my case, I thought, and God confirmed it, that concerning this money thing, I am doing very well. Glory be to God. Do you remember that dream I shared? Amen? When someone dreamt, like 3 months ago, when, when like the Lord's heart was bleeding over someone, you know, and then for me, the Lord was pleased. You remember, I shared it like 3 weeks ago. So this giving money thing, amen, is very, you know, it is not simple. The things of God are simple. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So concerning how you use your money, especially when it comes to the things of God, you see, the things of God in quotes, you had better be careful. You will land in unnecessary trouble. I say, but God, I don't have money. And Pastor Moses used to, he told us that if you joyful obey, you know, we could not depression. And the Lord will say, but you're the one who gave your money to this, you know, and now it is your, you understand, it's your fault. I gave you the money for your hair, and you decided to what? To follow emotions, to follow hype, and now you're in trouble. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? These things are very, very serious. I wish you knew what I know. Glory to God. I wish you knew what? Hallelujah. These things are very, very serious. Very what? Simple things, but very, very serious. Amen? Yeah, I have my dreams, and people have had that, you know, things are what? Things are not as they look, amen? Glory be to God. You should do what Prophet Elvis tells you all the time, you know, to do what? Anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, we have less than an hour. Today we are going to talk about, again, something very simple, and I'm going to borrow heavily from the book, The Final Quest. How many have read that book? If you've read that book, okay. The problem with this question, you embarrass some of, like, good friends, you know, people, amen? Hallelujah. So don't put up your hands, amen? Yeah, there's some of these things I should stop asking, because you see someone, you are like, I thought, you know, in the U.S., and I think most of these developed nations, you know, you get tax refunds if you give to, like, a charity organization. Because, like, in the States, money that you give to a church, you know, the government shouldn't tax it. Okay? So at the end of whatever it's called, a financial year, and you write how you use the money where you gave, and then they send you back, you know, the taxes which they had what? Deducted from that. Okay? Yes, I remember when I was there, I got back dimes, man. Can you imagine the government sending you back money? Amen. Did you ever? Hey man, he comes, man, a check. Amen. There's a check I got when I'd even come back already in Uganda. For some, you know, tithes. Anyway, so, because of that, people keep records of these things and the church keeps records of people's what? Giving. Eh? Okay? Now, that means that in a church, in the States, eh, a pastor can decide to know how much Priscilla is giving, eh, whether Emron tithes, you know, eh? The pastor can get to know if he just goes and looks through it. Eh? However, there's a young preacher who was warned by another elderly wise guy who had gone through the system. He told him, never look at those records because you will get disappointed. He was told, never look at those things if you want to remain stable as a preacher. Amen? Glory be to God. You will be there, then you look, then you realize that Priscilla, you know, announcements, what? Come for Bible study, give joyfully. You look and they show you that the last time she gave was in January. So the girl was told, never look at those things. Just preach the gospel, amen? Hallelujah. So that's why I won't ask people, how many have read the final quest, Could you be there in Emoron? Zero, Hallelujah. But today, we're going to talk about getting a crown and keeping it. Hallelujah. So, yeah, you see, I talk about this thing almost all the time. Amen? All the time. Somehow I talk about these things. Okay? By a crown, most of us, I don't know if most of us, but many people, a few people, are going to get crowns one day, you know, when you meet the Lord. Not all of us, and I'm not sure if it is most, I think most Christians are not going to get. It's a truth. It's a what? It's a truth, man. Amen? Of course, not you guys here. Other what? Amen? Hallelujah. It's just like, not all Christians are going in the rapture. Everyone will say, because the Bible says the church, yes, but not all, what? Not all, you cannot be when you don't tithe, you don't, you're persecuting men of God, you understand, you're messing up everyone in your church, and then you say, now you're also going. It cannot be. The Bible says you have to be ready, Amen? So, yeah, and the people, anyway, so, Yes. So, yeah, crowns are there. There's a crown God has prepared for you. A reward, if I should say. But it is not that everyone is going to get it. Glory be to God. By your crown, of course, there will be a physical crown, yes. But also, I use it today to symbolize rewards that we shall all get. That some people will get. Not all people are gold. Not all people are getting. Not all people are what? It's a truth. You know that. Do you know that or you don't know? Make sure you are among those who are going to what? Who are going to get. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. So we're talking about getting a crown and keeping it. Because you can lose it. Right now, you in heaven now, maybe you've done some stuff and now it's like there's a crown now there for you. Should you die right now, you're there and there's a crown. However, you can lose that crown if you're not careful. Amen? You can lose what? You know that. Glory be to God. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 and 27. Paul says that, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives a prize. Run in such a way that you may obtain it, the prize. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate. Temperate means is disciplined in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. those days, if you run and you won, whatever, they'll give you a wreath of flowers, eh? A perishable thing. Eh? But for us, our crowns are imperishable. Glory be to God. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I've preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Disqualified from what? From receiving the prize. You have to understand that in context. Eh? Not disqualified and you're sent to hell. Eh? No. Disqualified from receiving the prize. Glory be to God. Amen? You know these things. Eh? These are very what? Simple things. Hallelujah. So you have to be disciplined. You have to run with certainty that there is a prize. Eh? Amen? Amen? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to discipline yourself. Eh? Most people who are, most messed up grace preachers don't like this verse. Because it's talking about being disciplined. And to them, everything is the grace of God. You understand? Eh? Discipline is legalism. Eh? That's what they say. But I don't know what they have to, this scripture, they always what? You know, dodge it and what? Eh? Amen? Discipline. Glory be to God. Discipline. Eh? Amen? You can discipline your, any discipline. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelations chapter 3. Revelations chapter 3 verse 11. Jesus is speaking to a certain church and he tells them that, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have that no one may take your crown. You see it? You can lose your crown and someone can take it. Amen? So Jesus is saying, you know, Jesus wants you to get a crown. He wants you to get a reward. You know, he's very passionate about it. Amen? So he say, hold fast what you have. You know, hold fast what? That no one may take your crown. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Right now, LAT, as a church, as a body, we have many crowns. Amen? We have many crowns. Amen? We are the number one church in this country, according to God. Not according to me, because for me, I'm not like Elvis. You know, for me, most of the time, 99% of the time, I'm what? It is just natural senses. That's how I judge things. Amen? Hallelujah. So for me, it's not. But then God was like, this guy, let me help him. To tell him that what you're seeing wrongly. You're not seeing right. You know, And he sent us a dream and saying that you are the first. Amen? And so, we need to keep that crown. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And it is easy. Just keep in touch with God. Not like me as a pastor. Just keep in touch with God. Only do what he tells you to do. Hallelujah. That is my thing. Eh? Hallelujah. You know, this subject, I can easily what? Umeyanda. Amen? So, God wants you to get a crown. Discipline yourself. You know, there's a prize. There's a reward. There's a crown. Amen? But also know that if you're not serious, if you're not disciplined, if you're not legalistic, if you're not disciplined, you can lose what? That crown. You can, and you can lose it anytime at whatever level you're at. Now, that is also now deadly, scary. At whatever level you're at, you can lose it. Glory be to God. Amen? So, four things, that we should do to keep, to get and to keep our crowns. Amen? Yeah, these things might be, yeah. Anyway, so number one, number one, love the Savior. I told you I'm going to borrow heavily from the final quest. I was told last year, some time ago, that if you want to be, God told me, if you want to be great in heaven, master this book called The Final Quest. Hallelujah. I was told. Then sometime later, Apostle John had a dream also. When he was being given a list of books, and one of them was The Final Quest. If you want to be great in heaven, maybe for you God will tell you another book. Testing the power of the age to come. Hallelujah. Amen. But for me, he told me the final, that book will keep you sober. Amen. So that's why we're going to read a lot of it today. That's why I have what? This, the printout. So number one, if you want to get a crown and to keep it, love the Savior and seek His glory. Only His glory. Amen. Love it. Whatever you do, do it for Him, not unto men. Glory be to God. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians. When was the last time you saw a preacher, whatever in my Bible? Even here in LAT, I always come with some other one. Yeah. But it's great to, you know. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 to 25. It says, bond servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Your masters in the flesh. Then it says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Okay? Whatever you do, do it heartily. Put in feelings. You understand? As to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the rewards or the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. You do what? No, you will receive a reward, the reward of your inheritance. Hallelujah. Amen. So whatever you do, do it heartily. Do it, let it be the, because of love, because you love the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Especially those things the Lord has told you to do. Hallelujah. Don't do it as unto men. Amen. Do it as unto the Lord. Glory be to God. Seeking His glory. Amen. Now, in the final quest, Rick Joyner was told, I'm going to read my notes. Rick Joyner was told that the high calling, which is also talking about the prize or the high calling, you understand, that the high calling is not out of reach for anyone that the Lord has called. I will tell you what will keep you on the path of life. He's being told by someone called Wisdom. Rick Joyner is told that I will tell you what will keep you on the path of life. On the path that you get a crown and keep it. He was told that love the Savior and seek His glory alone. Everything you do to exalt yourself will one day bring you the most terrible humiliation on the judgment day. Everything you do out of genuine love for the Savior to glorify His name will extend the limits of His eternal kingdom and ultimately result in a much higher place for yourself. Live for what is recorded here, what is recorded in heaven. Care nothing for what is recorded on earth. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? You know these things, don't you? So that is number one. Okay? He was also told that wisdom will guide you along the way of being the will of God. But was told that only love will keep you faithful. Only love for Jesus will keep someone faithful. Glory be to God. There's nothing else that can keep someone faithful. The faithfulness of the heart. There's this thing where people are just doing stuff, but they are not given an opportunity. They will rebel and what? You understand? They will get excuses and stuff. But we're told that only love will keep you faithful. Glory be to God. Amen? The things in LAT I should have stopped doing a long time ago. But only love keeps me what? Faithful. Like, I should have closed this Bible study, which we have on what? On Wednesday. But this thing, first of all, you first even leave love alone. Eternal rewards. You first still love. Because most of the time I don't love God, I think. For me right now, I'm at a stage where it is obedience. Amen? But God told us clearly, do a Bible study. Now, as long as we have rent on Wednesday, the thing has to happen. You understand? Faithfulness. Glory be to God. There are people, to get them to do something, like they say in Uganda, last night or this morning, I had a dream. I don't know where it was from, either God or just my head, but it must mean something. I don't think it was a kind of dream because of the way it played out, But anyway, but the key point in this dream is that Patience Museveni, Rabogwe, had visited like our home, where we grew up, and she was there. She was now all people who wanted to see her had to come. It was like that was her place. If you wanna see her, she's there. Then the other thing she was doing, which I don't know what they mean. I have to get today an afternoon as I'm watching soccer. Then get the interpretation. But probably maybe it just means that patience came into my life. The fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay? So maybe that's it. So that's why now the mic is off and I'm like, okay, what? Last week, So maybe that's what it means. We studied about the fruits of the Spirit on Wednesday here. So maybe, most probably, that's what it was. It means patience has arrived. Amen? Glory be to God. But I was talking about people back way guided to do something. Amen? Especially in a small church like LAT. Amen? Where's Albert? Albert. Hey, hi, Albert. I'm going to say this, but don't... it is not a negative thing, okay? Albert used to say, those early days when you just come here, I bugged him a lot, man. I was like, do it like, So Albert said, man. Of course, like most of you who care to know, Albert is great. In this city, all people who musicians know Albert. Okay? So Albert was like, hey, man, this small LAT, I think it's more, but, anyway, so, I'm saying it in a nice way. This small thing where, but the standards are too high, cannot please this pastor, hallelujah. Anyway, there are people, to get them to do something here, however, let them get an assignment in Zoe. Good, the real year, God. But this small LAT, glory be to God. But anyway, number two, how to get a reward and keep it, a crown and keep it. Number two, walk in humility. Walk in what? In humility. Glory be to God. That's why you have to commend someone like Albert. Eh? You know, I bugged Albert. Albert, you know. Anyway, to this day, I don't think he can comfortably sit on the thing, you know, when I'm here. Eh? I'm sure he's so glad he's in Zoe. Hmm? And Pastor Moses is not anywhere near Zoe. Amen. Albert, you must be glad. Eh? Glory be to God. But Albert, those days when you just come here, he had a dream. Eh? Anyway, it is what? Anyway, number two, walk in humility. Eh? Amen. Walk in what?
Humility.
Anyway, he dreamt, I'll share it. I'm flowing with the Holy Ghost. He dreamt when he was like in school. Eh? He's supposed to be like, oh, what class? Eh? But then he was P2. See, tell me, he had been taken back to P2. You know, eh? And then a voice told him that the way up is down. You understand, eh? And of course, that thing had everything to do with what? With LAT. Where God is telling him, that cast small LAT. You understand, eh? The way I've designed your life. If you want to go up, you had better be serious with that cast small thing. That cast small what? LAT, eh? Amen? Glory be to God. It is a message to most of you, eh? You're basically not serious. Huh? Well, not most of you. Eh? Some of you. Eh? Hmm? I don't know when people will ever grow up to live by what Elvis teaches you. Eh? Not to go by sense and just go by what you know is true, what God has told you, and do what you're supposed to do. You understand? Eh? These things, again, sometimes I tell people, that I don't know why. It's like my thinking about things is so unique that maybe it has everything to do with when I got born again. Like, I never got an opportunity to be unserious or to understand how unseriousness is like concerning the things of God. Concerning academics, I was very unserious. You ask him, we're in the same class. You know, But I would have been serious with school, medical school, if I hadn't gotten born again, I think. But I passed well, by the way. I didn't, those days, there used to be things called supplementaries. You can now know how old I am. SAPs. I never got any SAP. I passed, you know. However, I should have gotten maybe 98, you know. If I, you know. Anyway. Number two, walk in humility. Glory be to God. You can see, I am not a teacher. You know, Proverbs 16, verse 18. Proverbs what? 16. Proverbs 16. Today we are going slower because I have to open the Bible. And since I'm used to the, you know, the app, you just click. But now you have to look for the books, man. Proverbs 16, verse 18. You know it. It says, pride goes before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goes before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. So pride can make you fall, or lose your crown. Glory be to God. That's why you have to always walk in humility. Now, we're going to read the final quest. It's a long one. Which version? No, you listen to me. Hallelujah. So, there's a battle, you know, in this vision. You know, the enemy's camp and the camp of God. You know, so there's a battle that is going on. And at this moment, the Christians with God, they are winning. Okay? So it says, the enemy was fleeing in all directions, except for one division of the enemy, which wasn't fleeing. And that division was called pride. Completely undetected, it had marched right up to the rear of the advancing warriors and was about to release a hail of arrows. I then noticed that the mighty warriors had no armor on their backsides. They were totally exposed and vulnerable to what was about to hit them. Wisdom remarked, Regina was told that you have taught that there is no armor for the backside, which means you're vulnerable if you run from the enemy. However, you never saw how advancing in pride also makes you vulnerable. I could only nod in acknowledgement, for it was too late to do anything. It was almost unbearable to watch, but wisdom said that I must. I knew the kingdom of God was about to suffer a major defeat. Though I had felt sorry before, I had never felt this kind of sorrow. To my amazement, when the arrows of pride struck the warriors, the Christians, they did not even notice. However, the enemy kept shooting. The warriors were bleeding and getting weaker fast, but they would not acknowledge it. Soon they were too weak to hold up their shields and swords. They cast them down, declaring that they no longer needed them. The shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. They started taking off their armor, saying that it was not needed anymore either. But they didn't know that it was because of the arrows of pride that had hit them. Then another enemy division appeared and moved up swiftly. It was called Strong Delusion. Its members released a hail of arrows, and they all seemed to hit their marks. It only took a few of the demons of delusion, who were all small and seemingly weak, to lead away this once great army of glorious warriors. They were taken to various prison camps, each named after a different doctrine of demons. I was astounded at this great company of the righteous, which had been so easily defeated, and they did not even know what had hit them. I blurted out, how could those who are so strong, who have been all the way to the top of the mountain, who have seen the Lord as they have, be so vulnerable? Then Regina was told, pride is the hardest enemy to see, and it always sneaks up behind you. In some ways, those who have been to the greatest heights are in the greatest danger of falling. Have you listened to, you've heard this, In some ways, those who have been to the greatest heights are in the greatest danger of falling. You must always remember that in this life, you can fall at any time from any level. Take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall. How awesome such scriptures seem to me now, Regina said. When you think you're the least vulnerable to falling, is in fact when you're the most vulnerable. Most men fall immediately after a great victory. Are you listening? How can we keep from being attacked like this? I asked. Stay close to me. Inquire of the Lord before making major decisions, and keep that mantle on. This mantle was a mantle of humility. He was told that if you want to avoid being attacked, being hit, and you even don't know what has hit you, you even don't know that you've been hit. You know, that's sad. He was told that always inquire of the Lord before making major decisions, and keep that mantle of humility on. Then the enemy will not be able to easily blindside you as he did them. I looked at my mantle. It looked so plain and insignificant. I thought that it made me look more like a homeless person than a warrior. Wisdom responded as if I'd been speaking out loud. The Lord is closer to the homeless than to kings. You only have true strength to the degree that you walk in the grace of God. And he gives his grace to the humble. No weapon can penetrate this mantle of humility, because nothing can overpower his grace. As long as you wear this mantle, you are safe from this kind of attack. Glory be to God. You've heard this. Eh? Pride comes before what? Destruction. And the Holy Spirit before a fall. If you want to get a crown, if you want to get a reward from God, amen, and to keep them, remember always to walk in what? In humility. Glory be to God. Amen? Realize, like he has said, man, I've read this book over the years, and for the last, 2 years, one of the things I find that is, scary, when I read this, is the thing which says that in this life, you can fall from any level at any time. You understand? From any level at any time. And it says that in some ways, those who have been to the greatest heights. You remember? It says that in some ways, those who have been to the greatest heights are in the greatest danger of falling. And of course, it means it will also be more painful. Because if you come from the 20th floor and you come down, But if you fall from first floor, it might, you understand? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Once again, I wish you knew what I know. Amen? Number 3. To get a crown and to keep it. Stay in the word. Very simple. Keep in the word, Amen? Amen? And this, in a sense, is related to that one of walking humility. Amen? Deuteronomy chapter 17. 17, 18, verse 18 to 20. Talking about kings, God was giving instructions to how a king should behave himself, the kings of Israel. And verse 18 says that also it shall be when he, the king, sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life. That he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes. The king was supposed to have a copy of the Bible. And read it all the days of his life. Not just reading devotionals. You understand? The Bible. All the days of his life. And he was being told that if he does this, he will be safe. Glory be to God. Amen? So when he did this, if he would just do this, have a copy of the Bible and read it every day, verse 20 says, it will help him, his heart, not to be lifted above his brethren. You see, now this is pride. You think because you're a king, you're greater than everyone. Because you're Pastor Moses, you're greater than everyone in the church. You understand? You're not greater. It is just that this is just your job. And other people have their jobs. You're not greater than anybody. Glory be to God. The president is not greater than anyone. It is only that his job is president. You understand? Eh? Other people have their jobs. You know, eh? Now, who is greatest is determined by God and determined by faithfulness. So you find a cleaner in state house, in the eyes of God, he's greater than the president. Do you understand? Eh? Hmm? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hmm? Amen? Now, again, I don't know why I'm on about his case today. For example, now like Albert is not greater than than Collins. Maybe he is in the eyes of God, but naturally you cannot say that Albert is greater when it comes to service. Just because Albert is playing for, I don't know, thousands of people, you know, it does not make him greater than Collins, who is just doing this small LAT. Amen? You understand? Eh? Albert's job is to do at Zoe. Thousands. You know, Collins, his skill hasn't yet gotten him to that level. Well, I don't know if you're very good. I don't know. Is it very good? I don't know. Amen? But now his level is what? You understand? Now, if, what's his name? Collins is faithful with this. You know, he can score 97. And then Albert, who is celebrated by crowds. You know, Amen? Oh, she's the genius. Hallelujah. He might be scoring 62. Amen? 62%. You know? Then you get to heaven, and Albert gets a shocker. A shocker. Eh? Most of us, we should pray for these experiences so that we can get shocked now. So that we don't get shocked, what? In heaven. Amen? For me, right now, I don't need those experiences to get shocked. Because the final quest is enough. It shocks me all the time. Glory be to God. It shocks me all the time. Now, for you who are not shocked by the final quest, you pray for those experiences. Amen? And some of you, God will be like, I mean, my servant Moses tells you all the time, I'm not giving an experience. Just listen to what he has told you. Read the final quest by Rick Joyner. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Glory to God. Yeah, but this thing, you're not going to escape it. Stay in the Word. Read your Bibles every day. Okay? Of course, like me, I know there are some of you who will also, some days, you understand? Eh? But in the last couple of months, I don't remember. Yesterday, I almost didn't read the Bible. Amen? Because I was listening to audio, the final quest. It is like 5 hours. So I listened to it for 4 hours as I was praying the Holy Ghost. But I knew that before I go to bed, I have to read some chapters in the Word. Glory be to God. Amen? The Bible is greater than the final quest. Are you listening to me? The Bible is greater than Andrew Womack's messages. Because the things Womack preaches, he gets them from the Word. Are you listening to me? The Bible is greater than Joseph Prince's messages. Whoever, Gary Skinner, Sarah Dow, all those guys. You know, their messages are inferior to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let me annoy some of you. Because I've laid what? The foundation for it. You know what is coming. Amen? I am one. Well, there must be many, There must be many, but at least I know I'm among those who keep most of you very sober. That is if you listen to me. But some of you don't want to listen to anybody. You understand? And probably you have already fallen. I'm telling you the truth. You might be operating in pride right now. You fell a long time ago. You even don't know that you are hit. Like those guys. You see, now this is scary. You fell a long time ago. Let me leave you alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But any things, God will shock you. God will what? God will shock you if you're shockable. Amen. Yeah, he shocked me a few weeks ago. Shocked me. Not with his experiences, but with some dream. Amen. Now, number four. Number four. If you want to get a crown and keep your crown. Because we said you can what? You can lose it. Someone else can take your crown. But God doesn't want that to happen. God doesn't want what? That to happen. Hallelujah. Number four, simple stuff. Look to Jesus alone. Do not compare yourself with others. Neither look to yourself. Hallelujah. Because yourself, you can get deceived. Glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You guys, I want to be one of the greatest in heaven. For me, I'm pursuing this thing very seriously. One of the greatest in heaven. And with this book called The Final Quest, I take it while your audio. Of course, it has been there for years. This thing keeps you what? Sober. Hallelujah. But if you don't have the final quest, just keep in the word. You understand? Every day. If you miss a day, get back in the following day. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is Paul speaking. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. Paul says, we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Hallelujah. Measuring themselves by themselves. Comparing themselves among themselves. The Bible says that those who do that are what? Are stupid. Amen? They are what? They are very, very stupid. Glory be to God. But the devil is also stupid. Hallelujah. One day I had a weird dream. Months ago. You wake up with this dream against a man, this devil. Should I tell you that dream? Very stupid. I was like, of all things you could try to deceive me with, this? Then I realized that the devil, either sometimes is just below ranking with things, or, of course, like, well, no, the devil sometimes is not as sharp as we think. This dream. No, again, it's related to compare. You understand? In fact, I laughed. The following day, it was that dream to someone. I was like, how could the devil now try this one on me? It was, I think, like a Monday. Okay, some day of the week. I get this dream when, I don't remember the first one. But anyway, it was, what it was exactly, like the details of it, I don't clearly remember. I have to go and look them up. But in a nutshell, the devil, like, you know, took me to a certain man of God. Who's my friend? Chiganda, Prophet Chiganda, Michael, you know, by the way, he was supposed to come here last month, but anyway, you know. So, he took me in some place where, like, his congregation was, and it was huge. And that was the dream. It ends like that. So I wake up, like, now, what is the importance of this? And I raised the devil, because God can't be sure, you understand, without anything to it. Then I laughed. I knew this is just the devil. But the devil, you know, it's like Taguayo in a sense. Exactly the following day, he took me to work. He didn't take me. But then he showed me, by the devil can take you places. You know that? He did it to Jesus. Took him up a hill on a pinnacle of the temple. The devil can transport you. If you need transport to a place, he can show. So anyway, in this dream I saw like a congregation of another preacher, but now it was in KPC, Central, that place, Watoto Central. And now that preacher, the congregation was huge. And in fact, the way in the dream, it was like I peeped inside to see. You know, you are the door and you peep. Then the thing ends. I'm like, this is stupidity. You understand? So you see how the enemy can now begin to try and cause what? You're here, you're like, you know, you're just faithful with your cosmolarity. Then now, you see, they, you know what I mean? Now this is what I'm saying. Comparing yourselves with one another, with themselves. They're not wise, they're stupid. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, we read something from the final question concerning that. It says that he was told, Jonah was told, that you cannot continue to measure yourself by others. Not even Paul. Not even who? Paul the apostle. You will always fall short of the one you look to. But if you're looking to me, Jesus, you will go beyond what you would have otherwise accomplished. Amen? Then he was told again that there is also another trap for those who come to know more of my anointing. Greater anointings bring greater danger of this happening to you. I'm supposed to be reading this from here. Okay? So, yeah, it says, there's also another trap for those who come to know more of my anointing and power than others. They are often distracted by looking at themselves. Sometimes my anointed ones are deceived into thinking that because I give them a little supernatural knowledge or power, their ways must therefore be my ways. And everything they think must be what I think. This is a great deception, and many have stumbled because of it. Glory be to God. Many have stumbled because of it. When you think you've been here, you've tested these things, great power, great supernatural knowledge, then you get deceived that means your ways are always God's ways. And everything you think is what God is thinking. Then Jonah was told that you think like me, Jesus, when you're in perfect union with me. Even the most anointed who have yet walked the earth, such as Paul, this union has only been partial and for brief periods of time. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? These things are very sobering. You can never become that great. Then you start presuming that your ways are God's ways. All your ways are God's ways. Everything that you think is God. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. There are times when you'll be wrong. You understand? And if you're humble enough, You will say, this one I was wrong, and then you what? You get a way of how to what? To rectify it. Eh? But you just continue when you know you're wrong. You know I was wrong here. Glory be to God. Amen? If you do this, you will get a crown, and you will keep it. Remembering that you can lose a crown, man. Hallelujah. If you don't want to lose a crown, the best thing you can do is to first get some crowns, then pray to God to take you quickly. You understand? Before you lose, I'm telling you. And God can answer that prayer. Hallelujah. But you can get there, you get a shocker, and then he shows you the other crown you would have gotten. Or he shows you that now because of your prayer, you are selfish. You didn't want to serve me. So that prayer you prayed, you lost your crown. But we are here together and I love you. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a guy I heard of, I read about. By the way, you can pray for God to take you. There's a guy I heard of. You see, these things, getting crown and great crowns, have nothing to do with how much you're doing. You know, how much you're being applauded, how much the whole world knows you, how many Facebook things you have, you know, likes. There's a guy I read about who, his dad was a preacher in a certain denomination. And his dad was a pastor in one of those churches. So one day, and those guys never used to believe, the denomination never used to believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. The doctrinal line is that thing is fake. Pentecostals are fake. They are deceived. It's a devil who makes them to pray those things which they don't understand. Okay? So his dad, he was a... Now, then one day, now this preacher had a father. No, this preacher had a son, And this son one time watched TV and he listened to a preacher explaining this thing called being filled with the Holy Ghost, And it made sense. And he realized that, no, my father and our denomination, they are wrong on this one. Not after a short while, the father passed away. The father dies. And now this son is supposed to now be the new pastor after his dad has gone anyway without crowns. So this young man told the Lord that now me becoming a pastor in this denomination means I have to toe the denominational line. Baptism, the Holy Ghost is wrong, but I can't do that because I know it is you. This thing is right. It's of God. It's of you. So the guy, man, it was tight for him. So because he didn't want to do anything against the truth, he told God that, take me. He told God, because now I can't stand before people and I tell them something which I know it's in the word. So he told God, I don't know what to do. I cannot be against your truth. Told God, take me. And you know what? God took him. Apparently, this person who shared this experience, he had seen the guy in heaven. And this guy was great in heaven. You understand? The guy was great. And the reason was because he couldn't do anything against the truth. You understand? He wasn't ready to just say things just because people were, you understand? And man, apparently the guy is high ranking in heaven. What did he do? In our eyes, nothing. But the guy was like, the truth. I can't do anything against the truth. Just because my father and all these whatever, which is known, you know, all over the whole world, a denomination. I have to also be, to also appear. The guy said, no, I can't do that. And God, I don't know what to do. Take me. He was taken, and the guy is great in heaven. Hallelujah. So one of the things about rewards and keeping them is be, you understand, concerning truth. Don't compromise. Don't do what? Don't compromise. Don't compromise what God has told you. Just because you band what God, Hallelujah. Huh? Glory be to God. This guy, not this guy, yeah. But he's a guy, Richard, Dr. Love. Well, with that guy, we are great friends, over the years. We're in med school together. If there's anyone who anyway, he's my friend. Hallelujah. Amen. Now he knows me, Bulungi. You understand? If you guys want to know me, find a way of talking to Richard. He will tell you now. Pastor Moses, I know that guy. He used to tell Elvis years ago. He used to tell Elvis that, man, this man, he used to tell Elvis that this man, if he's with you, he will show it is with you. If he's not with you, he also show it. Like, there are no, like, playing games. Glory be to God. Amen? And to be honest, I'm like that. When it comes to truth which might not, which doesn't necessarily have to be in the Bible, but if I know something about the will of God about a matter, you understand? And now there's this thing, eternal ruler. There's this thing called witchcraft, Hallelujah. Man, that one. Truth. Hallelujah. I have never been a man pleaser. I've never been someone who wants commendation from people. Now, my best things are when I hear from God. You're number one, There was a dream last week when God was depicting like LAT as a very expensive car. You understand? Nenga katone, it's small but very beautiful. And God was saying, that's how I see LAT. You're small but beautiful. There was a dream which was shared on Thursday. Then it reminded me of sometime when I still had the Benz. One time I was somewhere in Nadia. I parked it somewhere. It was clean, washed. And it was in the sun, looking so nice. And I kept looking at it as a man, God. This thing is so nice. Like a thing looked, Then as I thought about that, I heard God saying that the way you feel about your car, small car, that's how I feel about LAT. He said that it is small, but it is cute before my eyes. Glory be to God. That was just a thing as I sat, and I wasn't sure whether it was from God. But more than a year later, someone gets almost the same dream. Hallelujah. Now for me, those are the things I want to hear. Those are the things I live for. Not crowds, not hype, I don't live for that rubbish. Glory be to God. Because I am doing my best to master the final quest. How to get a crown and keep it. Live for God alone. Amen? And not for people. Seek his glory and only his glory. And you'll be saved. Hallelujah. These things of, for you to do something, a quick guy did, some of you just lame excuses, prayer meeting, lame excuses. Not you, But I know that you must be in that clique. Hallelujah. You just envision man talking up here for 2 hours, just praying, nothing exciting, just sitting there. You're like, you always want to look for things that will, whatever your emotions, where something is hyped, Joya Gala, but being there for 2 hours and just praying, you're like, that one. You see, you're led by emotions, you're led by you know, eh? Then you envision we're going to be there 20, so a few people. You understand? But what is about to find? You know, I hear God, you know, you're just carnal. Glory be to God. It's the truth. Eh? Hallelujah. You just what? Don't you feel that? Eh? I'm just saying, basically, that is how human nature is. Eh? Can know, you know. Eh? Amen. But God expects you to be spiritual. Eh? Hallelujah. And if you do that, eh, you will get a crown. And you will not lose it. No one will take your crown. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You okay? Finally. 2 Timothy. Finally. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 5 to us. It says, Paul is telling Timothy, just before Paul passes on, he tells his son, Timothy, he tells him, but you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have found, this is how you should talk, days before you leave. Say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. There is your crown. Paul knew that now it's there. The crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Glory be to God. May this be the testimony. You know, just before the rapture. Amen. Just before you leave, when you say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord is going to give me. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Much fairer than the lily that grows by the wayside. You are precious, more precious than gold.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.